The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, "There was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come to him and say, 'Render a just decision for me against my adversary.' For a long time, the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, 'While it is true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me.' The Lord said, 'Pay attention to what the dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him day and night? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord.
The Lord's Gospel. Your sins be wiped away.
So we just heard St. Luke's account of Jesus' parable of the dishonest judge that he uses to emphasize the need for us to pray always without becoming weary. It was through the example of a persistent widow who failed to give up pursuing this irreligious and seemingly arrogant judge with her request to be heard and have justice rendered. She didn't give up when her initial attempts to obtain the judge's attention went seemingly unrecognized and unanswered. She recognized the justice due to her and persisted in pursuing what was rightfully hers. Our first reading from the Old Testament book of Exodus provides another example of the need for persistence and endurance. The Israelites were being attacked by the Amalekites on their journey out of Egypt, and Moses went to the top of an overlooking hill. Armed with the staff of God, when Moses raised his hands, the Israelites would excel in battle. But as Moses got tired and had to lower his arms, the Israelites would fall behind and the Amalekites would surge. We all should recognize Moses' position as the Aaron's posture, reserved for the priest when offering the prayers to God in the Mass, not just for himself, but for all of us, on our behalf, acting in persona Christi, the high priest. So when Moses raised his hands, God provided help. But when he got wearied, the enemy prevailed. We should also notice that Moses was aided in his prayer by others. Often we consider a prayer a private devotion, something best kept to ourselves. But see how Scripture points out to us the increased effectiveness when we aid each other in our prayers. When we come together at Mass, the highest form of liturgical prayer, we are aiding each other. But we can also benefit from joining in prayer with our spouses, families, and others. Another battle occurred in the 16th century, this one a naval battle off the west coast of Greece at Lepanto. After conquering the Eastern Empire, the advancing Ottoman Turks were at the doorstep of the Western Christian Empire of present-day Italy and Spain. Pope Pius V called upon not only the soldiers, but all of the Christian faithful to pray the Holy Rosary, to invoke the intercession of our Blessed Mother for victory against the Turks. Though the Holy League alliance of countries had less ships, the Turks were defeated at Lepanto. And Pius V established the feast of Our Lady of Victory in commemoration of the battle. The feast continues to be celebrated within the Universal Church today as Our Lady of the Rosary on October 7th, just a couple weeks ago, which also traditionally dedicates the month of October to the prayer of the Holy Rosary. As we enter this month of October, Pope Leo asked all the faithful of the Universal Church to pray the Rosary each day this month, asking for Our Lady's intercession for peace in light of conflicts around the world. We've witnessed the release of our Israeli hostages and Palestinian prisoners, accompanied by a very fragile ceasefire in Gaza. The first encouraging steps of what will still likely remain as a challenging path to enduring peace. And in the last several days, we've seen a renewed effort and hope for peace to end the war in Ukraine. May this unified and persistent prayer of the Holy Rosary by the Holy Catholic Church continue to sow peace in our world. Paul, in our reading to Timothy, also raised the virtue of persistence. He tells us to be persistent in proclaiming the Word of God contained in sacred Scripture. The diligent reading of Holy Scripture can help us in our prayer life. Lectio Divina, or divine reading, is a spiritual practice of incorporating prayer with reading Scripture, recognizing the ability of the Word, as St. Paul reminds us, to teach, train, and equip us for every good work. By meditating on the words of sacred Scripture, we can connect the inspired Word of God to our current life experience and challenges, informing our prayers of gratitude, petition, and supplication. So we can see the common thread throughout this weekend's readings is that of persistence of prayer, be it through personal prayer, spousal prayer, family prayer, and communal or liturgical prayer. Jesus emphasized this point to his disciples and is making it with us as well through this parable of the dishonest judge. So a story of a dishonest judge is kind of an unusual comparison to make with prayer, isn't it? Should we think that God is a cold judge that only relents and acts when tired of being bothered? On the contrary, Jesus' point here was to use literary contrast, such that if a dishonest judge is moved by the widow's persistence, how much more will our loving God answer and provide justice to those who call out to him in unceasing prayer day and night? May we never grow weary and remain persistent in our daily prayer lives.